This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The USDA issued its prospective planting and stocks report yesterday, with the biggest surprise coming from the prospective planting numbers. Corn planting is estimated at 91.1 million acres, up less than 1% from last year. Mike Zazulo is the president of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. He says the trade was expecting more corn acres in the report.
I think that's right. Look at the Newswire estimates. The lowest number we saw was down around 92 million acres. And I don't publish numbers to the Newswires anymore because the algo traders use them to position themselves before the numbers come out. I send stuff out to producers that I work with and investors that I work with. And so I was below 92. I was having a really tough time going above 91.5.
He says one reason farmers may be shying away from more corn acres is the quickly rising cost of inputs. However, corn wasn't the only surprise in the planting report.
The thing that I think was pretty surprising to me is how did the soybeans come in at 87.6 million planted when the trade, including myself, were closer to 89 to 90 million. And what happened was most of the other producers in other parts of the country, the cotton producer, the sorghum producer, the rice producer, they all stayed in their lane this year, so to speak, and they kept producing what they normally produce. I think this, too, brings with it maybe a little bit more questioning, especially with that deep south looking wetter than normal from essentially the Tennessee River Valley all the way down to Louisiana. We're going to have to keep an eye on that because I think soybean acres could grow similar to the way corn acres could grow because of the way the weather is shaping up.
And he says the deep south weather picture continues to look wet, while the main corn and soybean areas, especially the plain states, are leaning towards a drier pattern. Zazulo was disappointed in the USDA's prediction of a 46.4 million all-wheat acreage, the fourth lowest area planted since records began in 1919.
Well, I think the big thing that we saw in the plantings that I'll wrap up with, and this is where we have a leader to the downside, and that is the wheat market. We wanted it to be the leader to the upside with the drought in the high plains and in the central plains and in the hard red wheat belt specifically, driving prices higher, making corn that much more expensive, not allowing wheat to get into a feed category. But unfortunately, we are seeing the wheat corn spread dip into the 50, 60 cent per bushel range, soft red wheat minus corn. That is feed category for wheat. That is the lowest since late 2017.
Again, corn acreage totaled 91.1 million acres, up less than 1% from a year ago. Soybeans are estimated at 87.6 million acres, up 5% from last year. All wheat acres came in at 46.6 million. That's up 5% from last year. And the all cotton planted area for this year is 12 million acres, 1% lower than last year. The stocks report showed corn stocks down 3% from last year, beans down 31%, and all wheat stocks were 7% lower than 2020.
I was glad that the soybeans came in a little bit higher and would have it rather that way, and the wheat come in a little bit higher than the corn. The corn actually came in about 67 million bushels or 37 million bushels light versus the average trade guess, and so that keeps your old crop corn well bid.
Corn in all positions totaled 7.7 billion bushel, down 3% from last year. Beans stored in all positions were at 1.56 billion bushel, 31% lower than last year. And all wheat stored in total positions was 1.31 billion bushel, 7% lower than last year. Durham wheat stocks in all positions were 42.7 billion, 17% lower than last year. Again, that was Mike Zazulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. In other national ag news here on your Thursday, the American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says the organization objects to a proposal by several lawmakers to tax unrealized capital gains at death and roll back the stepped-up basis on those capital gains. Duvall says taxing capital gains when a loved one passes away would have a devastating impact on farm and ranch families. Even more so, Duvall says, if the stepped-up basis tool is taken out of the toolbox. Stepped-up basis encouraged families to grow their business and pass them on to another generation, and elimination could force those families to sell their farm just to pay their taxes. The value of many farms is tied up in land and equipment. AFBF says cash flow on most farms is much too small to pay large capital gains taxes. Farm Bureau says these taxes would cause further consolidation in agriculture, with small farms more likely to be forced out of business by the tax liability. Moving on into the latest state ag news on your Thursday, we have your latest crop progress and condition report released this past Sunday. Statewide, the average temperature for the month of March was 45.5 degrees, 5 degrees above normal. Precipitation for the month averaged 4 6/100 of an inch, 1 31/100 inches above normal. As of this past Sunday, March 28th, the topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 5% short, 65% adequate, and 29% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 8% short, 75% adequate, and 16% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated at 6% very poor, 4% poor, 20% fair, 54% good, and 16% excellent. And from yesterday's prospective plantings report, corn growers here in Illinois intend to plant 10.9 million acres of corn. That's down 4% from last year. Soybean planted area is expected to total 10.7 million acres here in Illinois. That's 4% higher than last year. Winter wheat area seeded last fall is estimated at 700,000 acres, up 23% from 2020. Area planted to oats is expected to total 60,000 acres. That's unchanged from last year. And producers intend to harvest 450,000 acres of all hay this year. That's down 8% from last year. And another state ag news on your Thursday, a measure introduced in Springfield would eliminate a county board's ability to set its own regulations around wind turbines. Wind energy is a highly contentious topic that is making the rounds in communities across the state. A Chicago lawmaker is proposing taking local control away from local government. Downstate Senator Chapin Rose calls the legislation bad public policy.
This would repeal local control and take away the rights of local citizens through their county boards to govern the siting of windmills. It would instead put it in the hands of the state of Illinois to determine where windmills could be. So, you know, you could put one right next to your house, potentially. I can't rule that in. I can't rule that out, because your local county board wouldn't have the authority anymore to regulate how close, how high, all those things. You know, at the end of the day, it's just a really bad idea. I will tell you that 10 years ago, maybe more at this point, I was the House sponsor of the bill to cite this locally, specifically so that we would give local citizens the ability to control their destinies through their local electric, locally elected county boards, not some group of people out of Springfield who are controlled out of Chicago. You know, this would be a significant departure from the last decade's worth of practice in this state. Ultimately would take away the control of local destiny of citizens and just be really, really bad, quite frankly, because you'd have some person, some body controlled out of Chicago more than likely deciding how close they can put these to your house.
Rose says this is more big government legislation and more Chicagoland lawmakers dictating how downstate Illinois operates. And the Department of Agriculture has been a staple at Illinois State University, and one of the perks of the university is the farm in Lexington, just north of Bloomington Normal. Farm manager Jason Lindborn says quite a few students don't have a farm background, so it offers some great hands-on experience.
We've updated our line of our equipment out here. We're doing a lot of precision work with our row crop, getting those kids out here. Quite a few of our students have no background or do not even come from a farm. So giving them this experience and actually the hands-on is helping them, you know, better themselves. So when they're, you know, looking for jobs, they understand what they're actually getting into, I guess. The parturition class taught by Dr. Luger, this is where the students are able to come out. They observe and assist the sows during farrowing, the ewes during their lambing, and the cows during their calving period. They get in there, they get those cows and calves moved over into their the recovery pen. They process them and make sure that calf's up, nursing, and you know, gets off to a great start.
Lindborn is a graduate of the Illinois State University Department of Agriculture and has been the farm manager since 2017. The ISU farm has been around since 1914 and has been located in Lexington since 2003. And as the calendar flips to April today, what does that mean for weather here across the Midwest?
Well, I think we're going into a pattern with less precipitation across the Midwest. We've had some, you know, fairly substantial precip across the Midwest over the past 2 or 3 weeks. A lot of that has fallen in the form of rain because March has been a warmer than normal month. And I think that may have slowed some early field work in the Midwest. And certainly our neighbors to the south have had some problems with heavy rain recently down in the southeast. The weather pattern into next week, I think, is going to favor more dry days, kind of changeable temperatures, not a lot of precipitation. This temperature is cooling down below normal for the first few days of April. Then it looks like a rapid warm-up coming in late this week into the weekend. So I think that, in general, we're going to see better drying conditions on numerous days into next week and relatively light precipitation. I think that will probably lead to generally an increase in field work across the Midwest as we move into those first several days of April.
And that was Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hickson says that most parts of Illinois should see 70s coming up here on Easter Sunday. And finally, here in local ag news on your Thursday, the Farm Bureau Young Leaders of Montgomery County will be holding a meeting coming up on April 14th to discuss upcoming events for 2021. That meeting again will be held on Wednesday night, April 14th at 7 at the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro on the Courthouse Square. And one last reminder for you, today will be the last trading day of the week for your commodities. They'll be taking tomorrow, Friday, off in observance of Good Friday and the Easter holiday. And that wraps up Ag News here on your Thursday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email to WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for your Thursday afternoon, April 1st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.